Listen.
Radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Now, the electric prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the electric prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah-Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, heard Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
That's right, folks. It's that time again. Rumbletone Radio Agogo, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. It is just a little bit after 3, but this is not Frank. No, this is Bryce filling in for Frank this afternoon on this shortened version of the show today. We're only here for an hour, but I do have some help with me in the studio.
Hi, everybody.
It's Gareth.
I made it down. Frank sends his apologies.
Yes, he is out and about today doing his thing, which is, I don't know what, actually, half the time. He says he's doing important things, but he could just be at home.
Sometimes I don't ask.
And it's probably better not to ask. But we're here to provide you with all the fuzzed out garage mayhem that you're known to expect every Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m. right here on CITR. But again, of course, just until 4 today, so there will be no Covered with Cheese.
Aww.
I know, you're all sad and disappointed. But no Covered with Cheese today, so we'll have to leave that for next week. And no phone call from Tanya, I don't think, today either, because we usually do that. Or I should say Frank usually does that around the 4:30 mark of the show. So we won't be getting to our usual concert listings today. But we'll do what we can to provide you with some tunes. That's for darn sure. So,
yes.
As Frank would say, are you ready? Are you set? Let's go, go.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. How many batteries to power? Turbines to speed.
Ready to move up. We'll be right back.
We're back on this abridged version of Rumbletone Radio Agogo here. CITR 101.9 FM. Bryce and Gareth.
Hi, everybody.
Hello. This is actually the first time that Gareth and I have actually sat in the same room playing records together.
I'm enjoying it.
Indeed.
Getting through lots of old stuff.
Yes.
And should we tell people what we heard in that set?
We should indeed. We had a couple of great Canadian garage classics to end off that set there.
That was the Leather Uppers that we just heard all the way from Toronto. That was from their first single, I Don't Like You Very Much.
And I don't even have that single, so you're pulling out some valuable vinyl.
Classic Canadian
today.
Garage minimalist, even.
Yes.
And the kings of Canadian garage minimalism, Sludgeability, in fact, Deja Voodoo. They were my gories. That was Monsters in My Garage.
Indeed. And that's 7-inch on. Was that actually on Og or was that on Midnight Records?
I think that's on Midnight.
Is that on Midnight?
I don't even think that's on Og. Of course, Gerard from Deja Voodoo had Og Record Labels was his label, which another Canadian band known as The Vindicators were even on.
Who?
Back in the 80s. Back in the day.
Yeah. But before we date ourselves anymore, let's tell what we had. Before Deja Voodoo, we had the Kegs.
Yeah, great choice there.
Yeah, definitely. Because, let's just preface it by saying that the Kegs were from the Motor City, Detroit.
Detroit.
1966. One of the crudest and rudest songs ever committed to wax. The song was called To Find Out, and you can find it on Back from the Grave series. I think it was Volume 3, from my recollection. But originally it was out on a label called Orbit Records,
right,
which was a very small Detroit-based label. And the Kegs only had, I think, one other 45 of note before they vanished into the relative realm of obscurity. But the reason why we played that was because, of course, before we played the Kegs, we played the fabulous Gorries. And I went to see them on the weekend in Seattle. You may have heard me talk about it yesterday morning on my show. But it was a fantastic bill to see the original threesome back together on
Amazing.
Stage. And they pulled out that little nugget about three songs into the set, and the kids just went nuts. But of course, how could you not go nuts for the Gorries?
Yeah.
They had a lot of great tunes, three albums worth and a number of singles. And we played you, I think, what might have been their first. We're not exactly sure.
I bought it a very long time ago. I think it says 1990 on the back of the sleeve.
Yeah.
That was actually a cover of Hate, a band, The Stoics.
In
the 60s. Now, not to put you on the spot again, Bryce, but I believe you covered this on Nardwar's first compilation, Oh God, Mom's on Channel 10.
Yes, I did.
So there you go. All connected. You see how we did that?
Yeah.
Here on CITR. It's one big happy garage rock family. Rumbletone Radio Go-Go.
That's right. We are definitely making the 6 degrees of separation today.
Making them three or two.
Exactly. And at 16 minutes after, we're still about 45 minutes here that we've got to get through before we end this rather short edition of Rumbletone Radio Go-Go today, just in case you are just tuning in now. Because at 4 o'clock, we're going to be going live down to Granville Island because it is Fringe Fest time.
Yes.
And our intrepid arts reporter, Adam, is down on location on Granville Island. We're going to be joining him at around 4 o'clock to see what's going on, what's happening in the world of the Fringe Fest. He's going to be talking to folks there who are seeing all kinds of shows and getting to know what is happening at this year's Fringe Fest. So that's coming up at around 4 o'clock today. So that's why we are only here for another 40-odd minutes. So let's
cram it in. Let's
cram
make the most
in.
Out of it.
Let's get it. Let's do it. Some Green Hour Band, how about, from their posthumous release.
I like it.
On Scratch Records. Coming Up Clockwise is the name of the album. I can't remember what song I actually chose, but let's hear it anyway.
It's going to be fun finding out.
Yes, you know me. show. Shindig. Shindig. Shindig.
For over the last 25 years, CITR's Shindig has been exposing Vancouver to the freshest, newest talent the city has to offer. Every Tuesday, starting September 14th at the Railway Club, we continue this time-honored tradition of three bands battling it out, and as always, the dreaded jokes for beer. This week's performers are
Boy Voyage, Pineapple, and Sajia Sultana.
Shindig every Tuesday night at the Railway Club, 579 Dunsmuir Street, doors at 9, first band at 9:30.
Are we on?
I think so.
I think we're on.
I hope so.
We're Gareth and Bryce, and we are filling in for Frank this afternoon on Rumbletone Radio A Go-Go. Pleasure to have you here, Gareth.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, Bryce. Thank you.
Thank you. And a pleasure to have you, radio listeners, along for this hour-long show today. We're not going to be going the full 2 hours today. We're just going to be a little bit after four. And then a special live presentation will be taking over the airwaves soon after. But thanks to the caller who called in just during that last set there, letting us know about the seemingly technical difficulties that are coming out of your radio speakers. Fear not. We think we have fixed the problem, at least for
the culprit.
At least for the time being. So we will try to keep things at full blast for the remaining 20-odd minutes or so.
Yeah,
I have somebody standing out in the hallway, I think, waiting to tell me something very important. No. She just likes looking at me. We're going to tell you what we had in that last set there. Ended things off there with Indian Wars, because they're going to be playing this weekend, Saturday, at Fairview Pub with Battlesnakes, and then they're going to be playing the following week, 25th of September, at Brandy's. With Crystal Swells, the Granny Smiths, and Young Mums. Okay. And these guys have got a relatively new 7-inch out available for your consumption.
And this was on that one, right?
This was, yeah. It's called Took a Trip.
Yeah, that was very good.
Yeah, yeah. Took a Trip from the Indian Wars. And the split is the band on the other side of this record is called the Fungi Girls. And you can find it now on the Psychic Lunch record label.
A very together label.
Yes, only 300 pressed, so all you collector geeks out there should get your hands on this while it's hot.
Now, they're playing at Brandy's, eh? The new Brandy's?
That's right.
With the Granny Smiths?
Yeah.
I was just talking to Megan from the Granny Smiths. She was at Neptune Records there.
She is, indeed.
And she was in the Felines. I didn't realize.
I know, transplanted. what do you call them? Ottawaian?
Ottawans?
Ottawans?
No, I've never been there.
Ottawaians? Yeah.
Never been to our nation's capital.
But, yes, she's a transplanted capital city rocker. Now living in Vancouver, and was that fine group called the Felines.
Yeah, they were great.
Yeah, and now she's here and rocking it with the Granny Smiths.
Fantastic.
And I'll be seeing them in probably a few weeks' time, because I'm going to see them open for Mark Sultan.
Oh, great. Where's that?
It's going to be at Pub 340 with the Manipulators and myself as the DJ.
I'll be there.
In between sets. But just to give you another show to check off your BlackBerry with in the near future.
And before Indian Wars, we had Fresh and Onlys, did we not?
Yes, we did. Great band from San Francisco who I thought felt right to put them in between.
Certainly.
That little set there. The track was called I'll Tell You Everything from this band from San Francisco. They've been up to Vancouver a couple of times, and they will be returning in November. With a kind of an unusual band. They're going to be supporting a band called Clinic from the UK. Yeah, it's a bit of an odd bill. One of those, I think, I don't know, contractual obligation gigs.
You know, can be good sometimes.
They can be gigs. Yeah, they can be sometimes. But the judgment will be handed down in November. We'll see how that goes. But either way, that comes off of a relatively new single for them as well, and it's on this little label out of Seattle. even though they are from San Francisco. It's called Dirty Knobby Records. That is the label that it's on. Don't know much about it.
Make a note of it.
Make a note of it. Fresh and Onlys. Before that, of course, we had the one and only.
The great. The Mummies.
The Mummies.
From their first single there, doing a cover of the Wailers' Dirty Robber. And we got robbed a little bit on that one because that was the track in which a caller called in and told us that the that turntable was playing at a rather low volume, which sort of understates the trashiness of the Mummies, of course.
Exactly. And they probably would have actually enjoyed it.
Yeah, maybe they would have liked it.
At that volume.
I'll tell Trent.
That's right. And they were just, they played their Pacific Northwest exclusive show last month. They, of course, the Mummies always say that they're going to play their final show ever, but then they decide that every once in a while the money has to, you know, come calling. So they they pack up their bags and go wherever they're called to. And Portland, Oregon was the locale for a show last month in August for the Mummies.
Wow.
And I know one person who went to the show.
And any reviews?
I actually haven't spoken to him. It's Mr. Billy Bones.
Oh,
Billy Bones. The Vicious Cycles. He went down, and there are actually some photos of him riding his bike down to the gig in full Mummies regalia.
Damn.
So he was all wrapped up, and he got to the U.S. border, and I can't even fathom what the U.S. border guards would have thought of this crazy young punk wrapped up in bandages.
It's the kind of guy you hope you have in front of your vehicle when you're going through so you don't get any trouble.
That's right. So next time bands want to cross the border, just get a guy wrapped up in bandages to help you along. Before that, we had Haunted George, a great one-man band from where is he from? He's actually from, I think, the Simi Valley of California now. He was originally from Los Angeles, but he moved out to sort of the desert area of California, hence the sort of dark kind of haunted, I guess, yes, for lack of a better word, music that he is now playing. And he was actually a former member of a band called The Beguiled.
Oh, Haunted George was in The Beguiled?
Yes, he was. He was one of the vocalists for The Beguiled.
I did not know that.
And when they broke up in the mid-90s, he forged his own way. And he's got a number of recordings under his belt, including this one that we played for you called American Crow.
Mm-hmm, that was
good. Yeah, and it's a great song called Weeks in a Casket. And he actually opened for the Gorries.
Oh, did he really?
Now? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and I had a chance to chat with him after the show, and he really wants to come back to Vancouver. He actually has been here once before. I didn't even realize it, but he has been here before. I played at Pub 340 eons ago.
And he didn't realize it.
Didn't realize it, but he wants to come back, and hopefully he will. So promoters, take note.
Great.
Haunted George.
Before that, we had the Headcoats with Hog's Jaw.
A single that I somehow missed out on. I don't know. What label was that from?
That's a good question. Actually, is that on... it's on Estrus.
It is
on Estrus.
Crazy.
Almost local.
Almost.
The great Headcoats there, of course, out of Chatham, England.
There you go.
And speaking of haunted, we had Haunted George, and then we also started that set off with Haunted Houseman, who is, of course, the frontman and main character behind 1313 Mockingbird Lane.
Wow, we are clever.
We didn't even mean to do that one. And that was Hornet's Nest, we heard. A nice, trashy organ rocker there. But yeah, Haunted Houseman from Albany, New York.
I remember seeing those guys, actually.
Really? I never
years
saw them
ago.
Live.
Yeah. And,
where was that?
In Albany.
What were you doing out there?
I think it was when I was with a former band. Name to be withheld to protect the innocent. But we had played in Albany, New York, and they were one of the opening acts. And I quite liked them, actually. I initially was looking at these crazy, you know, kids dressed all in black with, you know, neckerchiefs and black makeup. And that's kind of how they purported themselves. But when they got on stage, they actually kicked it up something fierce. So it's it was pretty cool.
There you go. Yeah. Not even Halloween yet. We're already into the Haunteds.
Exactly. And the Green Hour Band kicked that whole long set off
way back. That kick the set off? Wow.
It did, yeah.
My mistake.
Yeah.
That was a long set then.
That's okay. It happens. Coming Up Clockwise was the album from the Green Hour Band, posthumous release from them. And it was on Scratch Records. The number was called Countdown from the Green Hour Band.
Great.
And we're kicking it along here. We've got about 15 or so minutes left, so still more music to come.
I'm going to have to sign off at this point, though. I'm going to front sell a song.
Okay.
If I may.
You may.
Before I jet out of here.
All
sorry.
Right.
Got to see a man about a horse. but it's been an absolute pleasure DJing with you, Bryce.
Thank you very much.
And for again, Frank apologizes. And he will be back with more Radio A-Go-Go, Rumbletone Radio A-Go-Go next week. But yeah, so thanks a lot for listening, folks. And stay with Bryce until the Arts Report at 4.
Yes.
And I'm going to leave you off. Not the show's not going to leave you off, but I'm going to leave you off with a great Swedish band called The Maggots.
Ah, yes.
I had a chance to see these guys in Stockholm a few years back. And yeah, dig them here on CITR.
yeah, I run. Though I sometimes stop at stop. Oh, I get nothing from my girl. And I try, yeah, I try. But I seldom play the part. Still get nothing from my girl. Could it be there's something on your mind? Could it be there's something on your mind? When the ceases to be alive and I see shadows down the line, could it be there's something on your mind?
Thank you. by the machines without being hassled by the man. And we want to get loaded.
On Fridays from 1 till 2 p.m., prepare to get your jeans dirty. Join me, Bobby the Badger Ferris, for the greasier side of rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country. From Hank to the helicopters, from Otis to the Oblivions, it's the perfect way to slither into your weekend.
We won't talk about the habits. Just the music and the man.
That's the Barn Burner every Friday from 1 till 2 p.m. only on CITR 101.9.
This edition of Rumbletone Radio A Go-Go at the 4 o'clock hour today, as we have been mentioning at the top of the hour, that we're going to be going to a live broadcast from Granville Island and the Fringe Festival with our Intrepid Arts reporter, Adam, in just a moment. But let's sign off quickly here in this last set, telling you what we had for you to play, and then bid you farewell for this edition of Rumbletone Radio A Go-Go. That was, of course, the Goodnight Lovin' from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, from their latest album called The Goodnight Lovin' Supper Club on Dirt Nap Records. The track was called Doesn't Shake Me. We had Mr. Mark Sultan before that, of course, the one-man wrecking crew from Montreal, from his Money album on Last Gang Records. I Get Nothing from My Girl. He's going to be coming to town October the 7th at Pub 340. Then we had a trio of Swedish Garage from the Wild Mammoths, the Stomach Mouths, and the Maggots, from the Wild Mammoths from 1986, from their album Go Baby Go on Crypt Records, Enough of Your Love. From the Stomach Mouths from 1986 as well, from the Something Weird LP, Teenage Caveman, and the Maggots from this decade, the 2000s, Stop Messing With My Mind on the, oh, what was it now? I can't even remember the label, but that doesn't matter. It was the Maggots. Swedish rock and roll at its finest. But that's going to do it. Thanks a lot for tuning us in on this edition of Rumbletone Radio Go-Go. Frank back next week. And now we're going to go live right to it. Granville Island and CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.